You walk 10 steps down on a stairway shaped from breakwater rocks straight into the water, which is flat and still right at the top of the tide. Sound recedes with gravity and light fades to soft green as you dip beneath the surface. All you can hear is your breathing. Soon you are in a sponge garden, in a jumble of shapes and colours. Some of the sponges have the form of bulbs or fans growing upward from the sea floor. Others spread sideways over whatever they find in an irregular encompassing layer. Amid the sponges are what look like ferns and flowers, and also ascidians with a silent C, pale pink spout-like structures with enamel patterns inside. The spouts resemble the downward curved air funnels on the decks of ships, though these spouts face in every direction. They are covered by all manner of tangled life, often so encrusted that they appear to be part of the physical landscape in which things live, rather than organisms in their own right. But the ascidians make small shifts, as if asleep and half sensing you as you pass. Occasionally, and always startling me a little, an ascidian body half collapses in place and visibly expels the water held inside the animal, as if with a shrug and a sigh. The landscape comes to life and makes its own comment as you go by. Among the ascidians are anemones and soft corals. Some corals take the form of a cluster of tiny hands. Each hand has the regularity of a flower, but a flower that grasps at the water around it. They clench and slowly open again. You are swimming through something like a forest, surrounded by life. But in a forest, most of what you encounter is the product of a different evolutionary path, the plant path. In the sponge garden, most of what you see are animals. Most of those animals, all except the sponges themselves, have nervous systems, electrified threads that stretch through the body. These bodies shift and sneeze, reach and hesitate. Some react abruptly as you arrive. Serpulid worms look like tufts of orange feather fixed to the reef, but those feathers are lined with eyes and they vanish if you come too close. One can imagine being in a green forest and finding the trees sneezing and coughing, reaching out hands, glimpsing you with invisible eyes. This slow swim out from shore is showing you remnants and relatives of early forms of animal action. You are not swimming into the past. The sponge, ascidian, and coral are all present-day animals, products of the same span of evolutionary time that produced humans. You are not among ancestors, but far-removed cousins, distant living kin. The garden around you is made of the topmost branches of a single family tree. Farther out and under a ledge is a tangle of feelers and claws, a banded shrimp. Its body, partly transparent, is just a few inches long, but antennae and other appendages extend its presence at least three times as far. This animal is the first I've mentioned that might see you as an object, rather than responding to washes of light and looming masses. Then, a bit farther still, on top of the reef, an octopus is stretched out like a cat, a very camouflaged cat, with several arms extended and others curled. This animal watches you, too, more overtly than the shrimp, raising its head in attention as you pass.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.